You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Tiers are up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram on a Tier Tuesday, tearing off all the traps in Home Alone. Very controversial, as
sure
the
is.
Tiers usually
they
are.
Always are.
Best of Jones and Keefe continues at 12:45 with the best of Kiefer Madness from the calendar year of 2025. So stay tuned for it. We got more Pat's thoughts with Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday. He is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, and by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Hey, you kids. What's going on?
We're doing
not much.
Fantastic. Here on a Tom E. Tuesday, as usual. Where do you start with your criticisms for the Patriots in their loss to Buffalo? Do you focus more on the defense not getting stops? Do you focus more on the offense not coming through in clutch time?
I think I might be taking the easy trapdoor out of it and being a lenient parent and saying, you know what? It's not your fault. You got Josh Allen out there. This is part of the process. And, you know, you're like the Pistons trying to break through the Celtics and the Celtics trying to break through the Sixers and the Bulls trying to break through the Pistons. And we've seen it for decades, and I'm sure that more contemporary references are available for folks of different ages. But I think that when you're a bad team trying to get good, and the Patriots have done that, you're going to encounter teams that are more experienced with a player who's more experienced and is superior at this stage of his career to your best player. And he's going to do stuff to you that you can look at on film later and say, geez, we should have been able to seal that up. But he's really hard to stop. So I'm being a little bit lenient. But I would say that it's really a confluence of circumstances. It's those long kickoff returns. You can get away with them against Baker Mayfield, maybe, or 2025 Joe Burrow. You can get away with getting a team into third and three repeatedly. I mean, it's good to get them in third down. It's going to work. A lot of quarterbacks aren't going to go 7 for 8. He will. I would basically start on the defensive side of things and then look offensively. And I really thought that, have you guys been talking about Vrabel's commentary on the trust factor with the offense that he spoke about with Greg Hill?
No, we talked about his comments about, pretty much brushing it all aside and some, Josh Allen is the MVP of the league. What can you do? His commentary on the rest. No, we haven't talked about that. Yeah.
That's where I was, but I thought he was very pointed in his commentary about the lack of trust. Either you have to call plays that the players trust, or you have to trust the players. I thought that some of his commentary yesterday morning was very pointed about what he thought were play calling issues.
So we spent some time on the McDaniel stuff. Actually, I take that back. We did spend some time on that. Yeah,
he felt like he was down on it, significantly down on it, more than a coach who just watched his defense give up 5 touchdowns in a row.
Yeah, I mean, because you could definitely make a good case on either side and really point to, like, all right, how do you give up 5 straight touchdown drives? And that's sort of where I was more so on Monday. But there was the offense in the second half where they have the one great Travion Henderson touchdown run. Everything else was, like, going backwards. You know, so
I look at that, and I was – you're a victim of circumstance when your defense isn't stopping anyone. It's 21-0, and then it's 21-7. Because Buffalo inevitably scores a touchdown. You make it 24-7, and then they score coming out of break, so it's 24-14. You go 3-and-out, a -1 run. Okay, so that wasn't that novel. But can you kill them for that? They had just run for a touchdown on a handoff. A 4-yard completion, then a sack. Then you didn't see the ball again until it was 24-21. And then you had a drive, which you were moving it somewhat, but then you had a false start and a hold, and you ended up in 3rd and 25, and you threw an arm punt. I just was mystified how Mike was looking at the offensive failings to an extent when it was the defense that really kind of led to the offense not being able to get in any kind of a rhythm because they didn't get the friggin' ball back.
Yeah. I mean, you think that's just Drake May has risen the expectations so much and the Patriots offense is going up against a fine defense, whereas the Patriots defense is going up against Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think it's being blissfully ignorant of the fact that the defense not stopping the Bills is a large reason the Patriots weren't able to get into any kind of a rhythm because they didn't get the ball.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. That happened. Mm-hmm. But if you can't stop them defensively, that's the complementary football that gets discussed so often. I just thought it was interesting because that, again, too, I was more caught up in that yesterday as I was continuing to process it than really the fact of the number of throws that and Phil and I talked in our podcast, and he really highlighted a few of the missed throws to get away with. Just the bodily inaccuracy and placement of some of the throws. So it was not a good game for him. I defended him quite a bit in our post-game show, but in looking at it a little harder, there were a lot of unforced errors, I think, there, Adam, that I think presented themselves.
Tommy Curran joining us here on Jones and Keefe. That's his Drake take, brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. You know, I don't think he played well in the game. I would agree with that. We have had a lot of criticism of the receiver room. Your colleague on the Patriots beat, Greg Bedard, had some criticism of Steph Diggs specifically, looked off, looked confused. What do you think of Diggs in that game, especially compared to how he looked in the first matchup against Buffalo?
Yeah, it's a time situation, I think. But they all look confused. Even on some of those late game critical high leverage got to have it plays, there's a lot of traffic in terms of, like, where was that 4th and 5 throw going? It got batted down, but Diggs was there, as was I believe Hunter Henry was there. You couldn't even tell exactly who he was throwing to. I think it was Diggs, but it looked like they were completely out of sync. Now, could it have had something to do with the zone blitz? You know, Phil talked last week about May perhaps being blueprint proof. It's hard to find something that he doesn't do well because of his variation of skills, whether it's single high, whether it's too deep, whether it's quarter, all that stuff. But the zone blitz stuff seemed to present a little bit of trepidation for him in pulling the trigger. And when he pulled it, I'm not Tom House over here. I can't get into the full mechanics, but it did look like he was a little bit rushed. I'd be interested to see what a quarterbacking expert would say about where his feet were, because he was just uncharacteristically, for 2025, inaccurate for where he was putting the ball.
Where do you stand on Sean McDermott? Because I've never been a fan, and yet the guy's won 5 straight divisions, and he's obviously going to be in the playoffs once again this year. When these teams match up, do you automatically give the Patriots the coaching advantage with Vrabel? Is it more even, or do you have to give the slight nod to McDermott?
I would give it to McDermott because he knows his team, but I think overall I would probably at some point give it to Mike. I mean, Mike's having a better year. You get the best player in football on your side. You're trailing in the division. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be in the middle of your window, and Vrabel has the Patriots at 11-3. So I would certainly say that if I was starting a team and wanted to soup to nuts, what kind of program do I want to have? I would want Mike Vrabel in charge of it. On game day, I think Mike is still going to get used to exactly what he wants to do. And I think that was, to me, what stood out about his commentary on the offense and how pointed it was. I'm going back to that because is this what he wants? Is this what Mike wants? They spent a lot of time talking about, would you change the plays? Like, ah, you know, I can't change the plays. Too late. I have to make my wishes more clear earlier. It screws up substitution patterns. But is this what Mike wants? We've talked about it several times this year with him spreading the credit around for the development of Drake May and seemingly being resistant to singling out Josh McDaniels. And then after this loss, again, it just seemed much more pointed. I mean, he kind of mocked the double pass in saying, yay, woo, we ran a double pass. It was cute and everything. Gained 13 yards. It just was weird to me coming out of the game.
You know, I agree. And we've sort of been on it, you know, throughout the year off and on. We're like, hey, what about the play calling? Well, Ashton Grant's really good. Or like, what about the offense? Well, Drake May's really good. So there's been a lot of that throughout the year. If you kind of play this out and let's say, you know, they win 2 out of 3 the rest of the way, they make the playoffs, maybe they lose in the first round. Do you think there could be a real kind of decision there on who the offensive coordinator is next season?
I don't know. That's my thing is what does he want? What does Mike want? Is he just doing what a coach would do after a Monday in which the team didn't do well and answering a question the way we in the media would like him to, candidly? And he would say, no, of course I friggin' love Josh. No, you're reading too much into it. Or is it more, I don't love some of the stuff that we're doing there. I think it could be better. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's something I'm going to ask him at the podium because I don't think he's going to definitively say, especially with, 3 weeks left in the regular season. Yeah, I'm not sure if I have full faith. We're going to have to investigate that later. He's not going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just worth continuing to look at because he did comments about his dissatisfaction with the play calling, and I'm looking at that game and saying, I didn't see play calling as being the reason they let up 5 straight touchdowns.
Okay. Interesting stuff from Tom Ekeron.
You're exactly right, though. Sorry, man.
No, my first take was the defense. I think, you know, the more we talk about it and pick it apart, the offense isn't let off the hook, but I'm with you. I mean, you gave up 5 consecutive touchdown drives. They didn't give up 5 touchdowns the first time they played them, let alone in 5 straight drives. So I would put more of a blame on that, but you blow a 21-point lead, it is a little bit everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the flip side of that, too, is when you look at what they did offensively, a 58-yard touchdown run is found money.
Oh yeah,
you can't read.
Yeah,
that's not what. That's not like a sustained drive.
No, and they had.
So I wonder if that plays into it too.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
So does that play into it as well? How effective was the offense in building the lead and staying in the game?
Right.
So, interesting talk.
Sure
I love
is.
Football.
Sure.
No,
is.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Check out Tom Ekeron on Twitter at Tom Ekeron. You can hear him on Thursdays on WEEI Afternoons, of course, every Tuesday at high noon. Here on Jones and Keefe and all over NBC Sports Boston. It's Tommy Tuesday. Tom, we appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, boys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here. So that's interesting.
How about this?
Because we talked about this yesterday.
Sure.
We talked about his commentary on McDaniels. And so now I'm trying to kind of square it all away. So here's the TikTok timeline from yesterday, right? Yep. Here's how it all went down.
All right.
Yesterday, Vrabel comes on the radio in the morning, cries about the refs, but also is hesitant to give Josh McDaniels any credit.
Which is kind of par for the course.
It is. So he pivots out of it. He gives credit. He's like, well, you know, it's not just about Josh. It's about everybody. Okay? And he's talking about the trust in the players, as Curran just cited, and the trust in the offense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that comes out in the morning. So that's Vrabel punching at McDaniels. Then later on in the day, Greg Bedard's like, Steph Diggs looks confused and doesn't look like he knows what he's running.
He doesn't
know
the routes anymore.
So like, now it's like, all right, so Vrabel leaves it at McDaniels' feet.
Uh-huh.
And then later in the day, McDaniels leaves it at Diggs' feet. And it's like the blame game is going around, and now I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
It's one loss. They're sniping at each other after one loss.
But what happened after the Raiders lost? That was also one loss. You remember what happened after that?
Yeah.
Too much on May's plate.
Yeah. A lot of plate talk that week.
So
that's what I'm saying. Is like
there haven't been a lot of losses to go back and dig into. But after the loss, Vrabel's ready to leave it at McDaniels' feet, and McDaniels is ready to deflect, and the blame game ensues. And interesting. Okay, I blame the defense, but they're all turning and pointing guns at each other is what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Vrabel's not going to blame the defense. He'll point out when things go wrong, obviously, but you think he's going to throw Zach Kerr under the bus? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen. It hasn't happened at all.
No.
I mean, this is from day one when we were at camp and you're looking at the coaching staff and you're like, Todd Downing, wide receivers coach, Thomas Brown, passing game coordinator. These are the guys that Mike Vrabel wanted to be his offensive coordinator. Robert Kraft picked Josh McDaniels. And so Drake Mays played really well. So there is like a honeymoon period to this whole thing. And Vrabel's obviously going to take the success. The team is winning at a great degree. And yet still, there have been plenty of times, even after wins, where he hasn't really been all that thrilled with the coaches that weren't picked by him.
So Vrabel blames McDaniels. McDaniels blames Diggs.
Hmm. Would you rather have Vrabel and Diggs or McDaniels?
Vrabel and Diggs.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
Everybody would.
Well, not everybody.
Well, not some of I know.
Not some of the people tweeting about Diggs.
I understand. I think everybody in the locker room would.
So to me, interesting, and we don't have a lot of losses to dissect.
Yeah.
But specifically after the Raiders lost, plate talk for a week. A
lot of plate.
Now this one, it's back at McDaniels' feet.
And yeah, but this is a dangerous game. To throw Diggs into the mix is not a smart thing to do, I don't think.
Get ready for Wednesday with Steph Diggs. We've been talking about Sal Capaccio just tried to warn us, is there a shelf life with Diggs? He's like, oh, yeah.
Well, but this would be self-inflicted. Don't toss him in there and use him as a scapegoat. That's the last guy you should do that with.
Get ready for it.
Because then if he pops off, I don't blame him.
No.
I wouldn't. If the offensive coordinator, we don't know this to be true. We don't for sure. Okay, but if the offensive coordinator...
I know how the McDaniels mafia works. I understand.
But if a member of the coaching staff starts to blame Steph Diggs, that is insane behavior.
Well,
I know. Well, tune in to find out.
Let's see what Steph says on Wednesday.
I know.
Can we take those live? That might be one more take. Actually, he probably can't take
it. No, we'd run out of dumps.
Gotta dump him like Ty Law.
He was doing some good yoga with Cardi B yesterday. See that?
Good yoga. Yeah. Real nice.
Yeah. You a yoga man?
Never done it.
No? Hot yoga, cold yoga?
Wouldn't rule out doing it. In fact, the way my back feels, I should probably be doing some yoga.
Something,
I should probably start with just regular exercise and ease into some yoga.
Smart.
But
maybe
but
walking.
I should,
maybe some walking. You go from there, kind of up the intensity.
I could use all of that. Yeah. But you ask her and... point blank, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Did you say, could they replace him in the offseason? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Basically.
Huh.
I kind of did like a classic really long question. But I was playing it like, if they make it to the Super Bowl, I don't think there's any changes unless McDaniels like gets another job. But
how about if you lose to the Texans on wild card? You lose to the Bills on wild card weekend. How about that?
And the offense stymied? Because he's like, well, it'd be like if Vrabel wants him back. I don't think Vrabel wanted him to begin with. So like, does Vrabel, and I feel like, now, it'd be an interesting conversation if Vrabel talked to Kraft after, let's call it a 13-win season. It is like, hey, do you think I can pick my offensive coordinator now? Or does Kraft say, like, yeah, part of the reason why you have 13 wins in my mind is because you have this guy. Like, I wonder what the push and pull on that
would be. Well, my counter to that would be, Robert, that's pretty dumb because we have what looked like the MVP through 14 weeks of the year.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's because of McDaniels. I think that's because of him. But that's just
I would think somebody like Thomas Brown or Todd Downing or even Ashton Grant, for God's sakes. Like, one of those guys, I'm sure, has a pretty good relationship with Drake May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff from Corin. Yeah. Tommy Tuesday, every Tuesday at high noon here on Jones and Key. If you missed any of it, it's worth a re-listen.
Maybe, always is.
Maybe later on today.
Keep it locked right now.
On the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You will not miss a second of Jones and Keefe. Billy Lanny has all the latest in trending. Let's follow up more on this, plus more on Vrabel's commentary about the officiating yesterday. We'll get back into that as well.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. I do like the text line on our analysis. I think I've cracked the code.
Yeah.
I think I've cracked the code on what happened yesterday.
All right, let's hear it.
Vrabel calls out McDaniels in the morning.
Yep.
Which happened here on the air, talking about the play calling and questioning the play calling. And once again, for like the 10th time this year, anytime he's asked directly about Josh McDaniels, he gives credit to everybody other than Josh. Okay?
Yep.
So the text line's taking issue with that. Hey, Jones and Keefe, where explicitly did Vrabel blame McDaniels? Well, guess what, Texter? That's never going to happen. Rarely is that ever going to happen where Vrabel's like, I think the play calling was trash and I hate Josh McDaniels. He's never going to say that, okay? So he's going to say it in a more nuanced way, and you have to read into it. And I think it's been pretty clear all year there's been, like, friction there, okay? Mm-hmm. And Curran, by the way, Keith, we were just talking about this off the air. In training camp, we're like, boy, that's weird. Or maybe even after the first game. We're like, boy, that's weird. He's kind of bringing up McDaniels and hesitant to give McDaniels any credit. And initially at the beginning of the year, Curran's like, I don't know, I think you're reading too much into things. Then middle of the year, he's like, I'm starting to hear it
guys,
now.
I hear it now.
And now Keith's like,
is he definitely back?
Could he be back next year? And Curran's like, I don't know. And that's not Curran saying he
I don't
won't.
Know.
That's not him saying he won't be. I want to be clear.
No,
in Tom's
not.
Defense, Tom's
definitely
not saying he won't be back. But, boy, that's interesting where now it's not even like, guys, come on, they're 11-3.
I know.
The offense looks great. Yeah, of course he's going to be back. Why would you even ask that? It's what again, Nick?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm currently cutting it.
Oh, he's adding up.
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know?
So look, we'll he's never going to explicitly call him out. If that's what you want, then you're never going to get it.
No, I don't know.
It's never going to happen.
I think it's more you got to read between the lines. Same thing with Belichick, because everybody would always say, oh, Belichick doesn't say anything. It wasn't really true. Like, there were times that you could say what he's 100%. Saying, it was pretty clear.
So
if you
don't know by now that Vrabel has taken little shots at McDaniels all year, then
all year.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
This next one is a bigger leap by me. So I'll give the text for this. They said, where did McDaniels blame Diggs? You guys are just making up stories out of nothing, you thirsty animals. Or I'm sorry, you bloodthirsty animals.
Bloodthirsty?
Which
once you get a taste for human blood, though.
Look, we're bloodthirsty animals. That's what we are. I don't even disagree with
that. Yeah, but I think everybody knows that Josh McDaniels has a handful of guys that cover the team, that they're all like best buds, and they'll never criticize
them. Where did McDaniels explicitly blame Steph Diggs? He did not.
No, he didn't.
However, what happened yesterday is Vrabel criticized McDaniels in the morning on this radio station.
Connect the dots.
And we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, boy, this Bedard tweet's weird. Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, he's confused and he looked off. Well, we just figured it out. Vrabel punched at McDaniels in the morning. McDaniels flailed around for an excuse. And
don't blame Diggs. That's your biggest mistake.
Started to circulate it.
Don't do it.
Through the McDaniels mafia. Yeah. And that's how he blamed Diggs. And you're saying bad move by Josh.
Yeah, I wouldn't get Diggs involved in this.
Why after one loss would somebody make a bad move in a desperate move like that? Why?
Oh, maybe they don't have the strongest footing?
They're worried about their job security.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do know. I think you want to make sure that you're getting the credit that you think you deserve.
Why?
You want to make sure you have the job security. Who wouldn't?
Why would you flail around?
Yeah.
And then, you know, light the fuse on a ticking time bomb that is Steph Diggs.
Don't do it.
Why would you do that?
He's been great. He's been great all year.
Because you're not secure in your role?
Yeah, I guess.
Or you don't feel that you're secure in your role?
Yeah.
So you start lashing out and blaming others. Now, I guess you could apply the same logic to Vrabel if you want. Why is Vrabel flailing out and lashing at McDaniels?
So I think it's
probably because he never wanted him in the first place.
Right. I don't think he wants him. I think he's also frustrated, and it's right after a loss, and then it's the morning after a loss. They haven't had a lot of those this year. And I think deep down he is probably frustrated with maybe the play calling or the offensive execution. It also exposes his defense, right? Like it exposes his defense when the offense struggles that way.
Yeah,
like if they kept scoring, maybe you win a shootout and everyone's like, yeah, pat each other on the back and you move on. But when the offense gets stymied, then the defense just keeps giving up touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. It's bad for everybody.
Vrabel, even though they've only lost three times, Vrabel's pretty soft after losses. And he's pretty defensive after losses. And again, after the Raiders game, it was, is there too much on Drake May's plate? Yeah, maybe.
We got to take a look at that.
We're one game in. And that was a horrible game, by the way. And it turns out it looks worse by the week.
Everybody had to be asked about it. Then Drake and McDaniels had to be like, nope, the plate's the right size and the right amount of food on there. Like, we're good.
Oh, that was a good week. A good week.
It was all plate talk.
That was a good week. Yeah, it was. But Vrabel, after it's like, blames the refs, blames the offensive coordinator. And as we said yesterday, I don't like this criticism of McDaniels. I don't think it's about McDaniels. I don't think when it's going well, it's about McDaniels. I don't think when it's going bad, it's about McDaniels. And so I think it's really soft of Vrabel to blame the officials and blame the play calling. Why don't you blame your quarterback? You know, he had the game on his shoulders and he didn't come through.
No, he did
not. Why do you blame your defense? It is your defense and your guys on defense, and you spent all your money on defense, and your defense stunk on Sunday. So why don't you do that? Look yourself in the mirror and do that is what I would say to Vrabel. But, okay, now let's get into it. What's he saying, and what does he at least want us to think the issue was? It's the play caller that he never hired in the first place.
Yeah, and I mean, he filled out the rest of the staff with guys that he would want. Like, that was one of those things where he came in, kept a few players, and kept what, one or two coaches? Because obviously Josh McDaniels wasn't here a year ago, but that didn't feel like his hire, even from Jump Street. But then again, Robert Kraft's the one that's signing those checks. So if Robert Kraft really wants to keep Josh McDaniels, he can. The question would be, does Mike Vrabel get a little bit more of a say in the offseason when he's like, look, we made the playoffs year one.
Right.
We won 13 games 13, year one.
13-4, we hosted a playoff game for you, Robert. By the way, congratulations on the playoff gate and the home playoff
and
game.
And the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. We were damn right, that too. Yeah. We won 13 games. Can I have a little more say? And look, Bill came in and didn't have full control when he came in 2000. Not to say Vrabel's the next Belichick.
No, I gotcha.
But he came in and he carved out more and more and more power over time. Maybe Vrabel will do the same. It's a fair point.
Yep.
Our guy Ray in Cumberland has weighed in, Keith.
I bet he has. Often tweets.
He never stops.
Tweets often.
They need a number one or a number two receiver, guys. Diggs is gone in the offseason. Gone.
Who's more likely back, McDaniels or Diggs?
Back, Diggs.
I think so.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they might. They might add.
They might both be gone. I don't know. Or they might both be here.
They might add a number one receiver, quote unquote, greater than Diggs. That's possible. Diggs will be back. Diggs is under contract number one,
I
and he'll be
so.
Back.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, if I'm wrong, Ray, then congratulations to you.
Yep.
But
you win.
I think it's more likely Diggs is back than McDaniels, for sure.
Yeah.
Who
would have thought that?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. David's in the car. Hello, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So, you know, there's a lot on this game from Sunday that we need to look at, and the offense is to blame more than anybody. I mean, defense, I'm sorry, defense is to blame more than anybody. Because, yes, the offense kind of fell asleep on the second half, allowing 28 points to their seven. But defense has been covered up because if they've been winning, so they have not been exposed, and they were. Guys, early in the year, I said this team was going to go 12-5. They're not going to win the division. We're not going to see any hats and T-shirts. We're not going to see it. And what's going to happen, they're going to get exposed. They already did on Sunday, and it's going to be a 2021 season. One and done in the playoffs. I hate to say it. I don't want to be negative, but I'm looking at it. I'm being realist here,
all right,
and I don't think this team is going to win.
They might be one and done. They're not going to lose the division, I don't think.
So, yeah, that's what you're saying. They're going to lose the division. So, all right, first, let's start with this. Do you think the Bills win out? They play Cleveland, Philadelphia, and the Jets.
No.
I think they probably lose one game.
I bet they lose the Eagles game. Where is the Eagles game?
It is in Buffalo. The only road game is at Cleveland.
All right, so let's just say for the sake of argument.
Saquon might have 200 yards rushing that game.
Let's say for the sake of argument, yes, they win out.
Do you think the Patriots lose to the Jets or Dolphins?
Not anymore. The Dolphins game was starting to scare me a little bit going into last night. They look like trash, and now they have nothing to play for. They're officially eliminated.
That's it.
So, no.
Because the Ravens game really doesn't matter. It's really about the division games. And so as long as they beat the Jets and the Dolphins, they win the division. And that's also assuming the Bills win out.
I think the Patriots win the next three. I'm getting less and less secure in that prediction for the Ravens game, but I'm picking them. They're not favored in that game. They weren't favored in this one. So let's see what Vegas knows and what they don't. But I think they win out. But yeah. I definitely don't think they lose to the Jets or the Dolphins. No.
Yeah, and it's definitely possible they go one and done. Let's see who the matchups are. I think it's going to be interesting to see the wild card teams. I think whether it's Jacksonville or Houston winning that division, then the other one gets bumped down. How high up do the Bills finish? The Bills could finish as the top wild card, and then they'd play either Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
Yeah.
Or you could get the Chargers. Like, if they get the Chargers in the first game of the playoffs, I'll for sure take the Patriots.
If they lose, they could lose a wild card weekend game at home. I'm not even arguing with them on that.
I think
they win the division.
Uh-huh.
And then I would take exception to him saying it's 2021.
No. This team has way more like real promise than that.
2021, if I'm not mistaken, they lost four out of their last five. And the whole season flipped. When people say it flipped with Patricia and Judge. It's wrong.
Yeah.
It flipped with the win game in Buffalo.
And that was
proof that Bill never, ever believed in Mac Jones, ever. They fell flat on their face at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this team is going to do this. I wouldn't compare it to 2021, but they could lose at home. Sure. I guess they could lose a home game in the postseason.
Yeah.
I'm not ruling that out.
Yeah.
Or in his scenario, I guess they'd be going on the road as a wild card team and losing. But either way, they could lose their first playoff game. The rest of that, I'd say I disagree.
But that's the beauty of the AFC this year is almost every team you could look at and say they could lose the first game or they could win three in a row and go to the Super Bowl. Whereas normally it was, you know, the Patriots would play whoever, right? The Shaughnessy tomato can. They'd play them in the divisional round, win. They're automatically in the conference championship. For the last 8 years, the Chiefs, same thing. Were they going to lose their first game? No, they weren't going to lose their first. They probably weren't going to lose their first two games. Now it's like, I think Denver's a really tough place to play, but I wouldn't bet my house on Denver winning even their first game.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they play the Bills
in
the first game of the playoffs?
I'd pick them against the Patriots.
Would you pick them against the Bills?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I go back and forth on that because I like Denver a lot, but if it's Josh Allen going in there.
Allen coming off a win on wild card weekend going into Denver, I would probably take the Bills.
So I'm saying. So like it's more open this year than it has been. There was a stat going around today.
Let's try to be consistent, though, because I think we did this yesterday.
Yeah.
If Josh Allen comes into New England, who are you taking? Patriots have already beat them, in fairness.
Yeah.
The Broncos haven't beat them.
I mean, I think maybe I just too much of a homer take. I would take the Patriots.
I also would take the Patriots.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that inconsistent?
Oh, no, honestly,
Patriots
like,
have beat them. I don't think it's totally inconsistent.
Maybe I would pick Denver, but my point is it's a conversation, and we're talking about it, and the spread wouldn't even be that significant. It's funny. There was a stat going around. It's the first time this year that either Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or Patrick Mahomes has not been in the playoffs since 1998.
Yeah.
So it's like that proves how wide open it is. There's no overwhelming favor.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, and I like Bo Nix, but if you're like, definitely the team with Bo Nix a quarterback is going to win the AFC, like, I don't know. I mean, you'd take the field, not scenario.
Bo Nix is 0-1 in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, he was in there last year.
They're a road team, and like, I'd expect more out of Bo Nix this go around, but he didn't exactly do anything in the playoffs last year.
No.
617-779-7937.
They lost 31-7 to the Bills.
Oy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely take the Bills in that game.
Didn't go great.
No, I guess not.
Didn't go great.
Okay.
They were up 7-0.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good start. Hot start.
Yeah.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll circle back to some of Tommy Curran and what he had to say, which if you missed it, it's on the Odyssey app. We'll replay some of it at 1 o'clock. On the way next, we always have Kiefer Madness at 12:45, but today it is a best of Jones and Keefe, Kiefer Madness.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's next?
We don't need to see the snake.
Detectives say he was using a sword as a shish kebab to cook meat.
Cheeseburger club.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Okay, rock and roll, fight.
All right, here we go. It is time for a very special year-end Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Here are some of the best Madni from 2025, Jones. Just a little sample. Maybe do you remember when you first heard it?
Okay,
where
I like
you were.
It. I like this.
Here's a good one, one of my favorites.
A Lake County deputy comforts a driver just moments after he rear-ended her. You could hear him say that his brakes locked up, but investigators say what really happened is much different. That deputy is accused of watching pornography on his phone when he slammed into the back of that car.
Classic.
Forgot about that.
The police officer watching an adult film in his car rear-ended another car, got into a car accident, and then had to make sure she was okay. And then
I'd say
to,
it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough. That is
life imitating art, nearly in that one.
Yeah, but, a little bit.
Okay, so that's
Buzzard's luck.
An on-duty cop.
Yeah,
watching a little porn.
Just a little bit.
A little bit of porn at work.
No, he was listening to it.
Yeah, just listening to it. Is that okay with you? Yeah, no, he was watching it. That's tough.
I'd love to see his Spotify Wrapped.
Would you?
Yeah, what's on there?
Yeah. I don't know. There was also this timeless classic.
Colorado men have been arrested in Louisiana after officials say they attempted to use a cannon to launch meth and tobacco into a federal prison.
Seems foolproof.
Yeah, I say that's a good plan.
Colorado man arrested in Louisiana for firing meth into a prison.
cannon, like, they won't see this. Yeah. They won't hear this.
I stand by. This is a good plan.
They have lookout towers at all these prisons. So they just, all they do is, like, turn over. Unless, like, see that gentleman down there with the cannon?
Yeah.
You grab him real quick?
Unless the on-duty law enforcement is watching porn.
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe they know they're, you know, just
that's true.
Elbows deep watching porn.
That's true. It could be a shared universe.
Roll up a cannon.
Yeah, that's true.
Boom.
Or you could just get Kelsey Plum to throw the drugs into it. You ever seen her? They had, like, the T-shirt cannons at a San Antonio game.
I swear to
she
God.
She has a cannon.
I swear
she
to God.
She
has a cannon.
Is this last, what we talked about?
I swear to God. This is exactly what you said the last time we talked about
this. Yeah, this is a recording. Yeah. This isn't live. Is that what I said?
They show that video all the time.
You've
and I'm
talked
like,
about it before. I respect somebody with a good arm. Yeah. She has a good arm.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all I'll say about that.
Yep.
There was also this little ditty.
Now from the night team, a woman accused of a disgusting display inside a Keene, New Hampshire grocery store. Police say she recorded herself urinating on food.
Oh,
several items were recalled because of contamination concerns. The night team, Lisa Greshi, is live in Keene with that story.
Police say the so-called content creator recorded herself contaminating the items and then posted those videos online. The incident is so bizarre, it's been the talk of the town.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gross, but also kind of funny.
Mostly
gross.
Mostly gross.
It's gross.
It's kind of funny.
75% gross, 25% funny.
So if you...
So-called content creator.
If you... Yeah, what a shot that was.
Knock the hustle.
If you buy produce from that grocery store...
Soaked in urine.
Do you get more than Shime got back for his Black Widow broccoli?
No, that was Stiz.
What did I say?
Shime.
I meant to say Stiz. I'm sorry. Do you get more back from your...
oh, than like another piece of broccoli?
Stiz lost out on that deal, by the way.
He still has the spider.
Yeah, he still has the spider, but he spent more money feeding the spider than he did getting from the store.
Now he's got
That's
a pet.
True.
He's That's got
true.
A pet.
That's true.
And, you know, he's bonded with the pet, and it's a beautiful thing. I think Shime... I keep saying Shime. Stiz got way more out of this,
All right, well, speaking of pets...
You probably heard the expression, when dog bites man, it's not news. When man bites dog, it could be news. But when dog shoots owner, now you got a real story.
You certainly do.
Yeah.
It felt like to me a red herring. I don't know if I ever bought that the dog shot the guy. There was like there. I think there might have been drugs and drug paraphernalia in the house as well. And there was somebody that there was a,
the dog was using.
Well, they were blaming the dog on... Well, I wouldn't have shot the guy, but the dog stepped on the gun.
High on PCP.
The whole thing.
Running around barking and shooting at people.
Yet another creature feature for you.
This is after it falls in my drink. As you can see, it's starting to wrap itself around my straw.
Andrews posted the picture on Facebook, and the comments, well, they capture how we all feel. One commenter saying, quote, "The way my soul would have left my body." Another writing, "Girl, they would have been taking me to the king."
Snake out of the sky. Well, I guess out of the ceiling into somebody's margarita. That's a nightmare.
I think that's my favorite Kiefer Madness of the year.
That was good.
I think.
With the side of the snake.
They would have been taking me to the king. I think that's my favorite one. I think. Well, let's keep
going. That's good. We got more. We got more in here.
So residents in New England should keep covering those mirrors. But finally, we now have Woody Woodpecker's origin story. Turns out, it's a really long mating season.
The aggressiveness.
it sounds like the birds are horny.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, we're all around it. You don't need to do that. That was a story of like woodpeckers everywhere, and they were like getting after cars and all that stuff. And that
mating rituals of a what was the name? They were a specific kind of woodpecker.
But then they also, I always enjoy the news stories where the story's over, and then they have two anchors, a weatherman, a sports person, and they all get together, and they each have like 10 seconds to get one last hilarious thing in there. Another one that's gross.
A Delaware County woman is facing multiple charges after she is seen defecating on a car hood. This was all after an apparent dispute with the driver.
I didn't think it was real at first.
We thought it was fake news.
It was hilarious in the same sense. Like, to be able to poop on a car like that was impressive, but it was disgusting at the same sense.
Crazy. She had to go.
Good man on the street.
Honestly,
witnesses there.
That might be Diggs on McDaniels' car.
After
McDaniels is trying to call him out. That might be Steph Diggs this week.
That was. All right, another creature feature.
Peter's Clam Bar in Hempstead, Long Island, decided to celebrate National Lobster Day and Father's Day with a splash by setting Lorenzo, a 21-pound, 110-year-old lobster, free.
Lorenzo just kind of like slipped through the cracks, and he ended up in our tank for years.
Hoss of the week, Lorenzo.
Yeah, he won it.
21-pound lobster.
Posthumous Hoss of the week.
It's probably dead. Yeah, he probably died instantly going to the ocean after he was in a tank for 20 years. Then they throw him into the wild.
Yeah, I can't imagine he made it far.
No, he died immediately.
He's like, I can keep crawling. I've crawled 10 feet. He's exhausted.
Yeah, he's like,
hey, he's like, what am I supposed to do?
Where's my food?
He got laid down and take a nap.
Where's my food?
This is Lorenzo. Yeah. He went the way of the dodo bird.
Yeah. This is also an all-timer, the old Sasquatch calling contest.
Oh, this was good.
This was a good one.
Oh, my goodness. Interesting. No need to panic. That was Sasquatch calling contest.
I think the first guy, like, what do you think a Sasquatch sounds like? Just a loud guy. Just a loud dude.
Sounds like that police officer in the car.
I was going to say it was the lady on the car.
That is true. Yeah. And then finally, we had this story, which led to one of our surprise questions of the week with Hunter Henry.
Jim, Liz, do you know how many eggs a chicken can lay? That is the conversation that police say started all of this. Just some late night bar talks over at Harper's Pub, and ended up kind of escalating, ended up here in the parking lot, and ultimately shots were fired. But I want you to take a look over there at the door of Harper's Pub. If you take a look closer at that sign right there, no guns allowed.
No, but there were guns.
I nominate that for the worst reported on story of the year.
She never gave us
the worst reporting ever.
The answer.
How many eggs did they lay?
Didn't say. We had to look it up ourselves.
What was the? We don't even know what the argument was about. Yeah. We just know it was in general about chickens and what they lay for eggs
but
per
we
day,
do have,
per year.
We do have some audio of the argument.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't say. We had to look it up. It's like less than one a day, like 250 a year.
But then we also, I remember you specifically were hung up on this.
Yeah.
You're like, what were they arguing about? Were they arguing it's one and the other person's like, no, they could lay two a day. And they're like, no, it's one.
Or like one's like, they don't lay eggs.
Yeah.
Like what's like, so extreme?
What were they arguing
like,
about?
Like a dozen a day or whatever it was?
No, it was 100 a day.
Oh, Joe was at 100.
You were
at
a dozen.
Yeah,
I was at 100.
Nick was like, I don't know, one? He's kind of right.
Nick really doesn't. He's terrified of
it. That was really upsetting because she had all these details about the story,
the
but
worst
no
reported.
Payoff.
That
we don't know what they were arguing about.
Story of the year.
Yeah. Or the answer.
No.
Sucks.
They should hand out a Razzie, but like for poor news reporters.
For local
maybe
news
they do.
Support.
That's the worst reported on story of the year.
Yeah, everybody brags. They all brag about the Emmys they've won. Yeah. What's the opposite of that? Let's give her one of those.
That's true. All the fake TV Emmys they like brag about that are like, you know, regional TV Emmys or whatever
Seriously.
They are, they should get one of the a horrible one, horrible reporting.
Jim, Liz, do you know how many eggs a chicken can lay?
Do you?
Yeah, we don't.
I would love for you to tell us.
I said 100.
Yeah.
What's the answer?
And what were they even arguing about? Did you talk to any of these people involved in the story?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know either. Anyway, those are some of the best of the Mad Nye from the season.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Best of Jones and Keefe continues all week long here on WEEI. Speaking of Curran, you heard him there. Let's get back to Tommy Curran. He was very hung up on Vrabel calling out McDaniels. And I think we've cracked the code on what's going on with the Patriots. And maybe McDaniels won't be back. We'll get to it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business.
You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.